So we're talking to James Mason from Golf Monthly. You're based in the UK, James?
Yes.
And is this your first trip over to Thailand?
Yes, it is, sir.
So obviously you work for a very famous golf magazine. How do you analyse what is a good and what is makes a bad golf course?
It's two ways of doing it, really. It all depends what people are looking for. If they're going on holiday, you're looking for a course that people are going to enjoy. That has got a variety of tees, so you can either challenge yourself and push yourself out there, or you can play off forward tees. There's different levels of golfers. So that's what you're sort of looking for. That course offers them that, and it's not too penal. You don't want people coming in losing sort of, you know, two boxes of golf balls, and you know, can't get out of the rough. You want people to, you know, come somewhere and enjoy it. And then on the other hand, when you're doing, like when we do the top 100 courses, then we're looking for how courses are set up, how tough they are to play, you know, for good golfers.
So when you're doing your analysing the top 100, it's not for your average weekend golfer. You're really talking about what the pros would treat as the top 100, or is it for more of the readers?
It's for the readers. But I think it's more you are looking, you know, most of the courses on the top 100 courses are the toughest 100 courses.
Now, you've been in Thailand only for 4 days. This is your first time. What's so far your impressions of what you've seen?
What I do like is, again, you've got the variety of tees. The weather is fantastic. I mean, everyone loves to play in the summer. Most golfers, you know, look forward to that, you know, bit between May and September time when, you know, you're playing shirt sleeves, which is why you don't want to play in waterproofs and everything else. So, I mean, that's the first thing, obviously, it offers you. But the courses we've played now, this is the fourth course, all in fantastic condition. And I think that, you know, when you step onto a tee and onto a green and everything is... I think when people watch, Wired and Masters is probably one of the people watching public's favourite courses, is because it looks fantastic. They want to play a course that looks that good. And when you walk onto a tee and it's manicured and it's green and it's kept well and the greens are nice, and it, you know, if you do go in the rough, it's even. And I think all the courses so far have been fantastically presented, and I think that goes down well with a lot of golfers.
Now, you played first of all in Siam Country Club in Pattaya. How did you find Siam Country Club?
I think we played Barafa first. Okay. Yeah, Siam was great. I mean, Siam was a tough course. I don't think it was aesthetically as pleasing as the Jack Nicklaus course, but that's 15 years old, so you have to take that into consideration. But I thought it was a fantastic course to play. I mean, really, really enjoyed it. In fact, I mean, I've got to say, out of the four courses that we've played, they all offer a different proposition. But I wouldn't say that you could... They're all... If you're sort of rating courses from, you know, 1 out of 10, they're all starting at sort of 8s. You know, because they look that good. And so it's just how you play on the day, and how, you know, people are going to have different opinions about different courses just because the way they play them.
Now, have you ever played with female caddies before? How did you get on with them?
Yeah, they were good. There's two things about the caddies. I mean, they're great. And sometimes you can't call them caddies. I just think they're great. They help you out. You don't have to carry your bags or anything. I mean, I think caddies, there's one step beyond that, which is being a caddy, you know, giving you yardages, giving you lines and stuff. They help you out on the lines, but I think as the caddy program progresses, what I would like to see is them sort of being able to say to you that it's 220 to the beginning of that trap, it's 245 to the end of that trap, so you should, and be like caddies. That's what I see a caddy as. But as for, you know, helping you around the course, now it's fantastic, especially with the heat. You know, you got a choice between walking, you got or going on the cart. Everything's there laid on for you. I mean, it's great. But I mean, I think for them as well,
they're a lot more attractive than the Scottish caddies.
A lot more attractive, yeah. I mean, if that's what you're looking at, yeah. I mean, it's great, but I think for them, they would like to do a bit more as well. That's all.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, great.
Here you go.